Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Not touch on coaches again.
Why?
That loses me every time.
On coaches?
I hate talking about coaches.
You know I'm a coach, right?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm talking about like NFL coach.
Oh, no.
Hackett. It's a terrible job by Hackett. Montgomery's a good coach. Saturday is a good Sunday coach.
Can Saturday coach on Saturdays? Probably not.
But they do act like they, I mean, all these people are acting like Jeff Saturday won the Super Bowl.
He did.
Like talking about how dare you guys bash him?
Let's start the show, but I got something for you.
Go ahead.
I've got a pain.
I mean, and I heard maybe the craziest conspiracy theory ever from Pitts.
Love it.
Lovely.
And they became the dumbass trio. When a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Freaking Clay and Buck.
Was that Arnold?
Oh, was he in here practicing his own show? Yeah, Arnold, you forgot to select all the buttons you're supposed to.
That's why you couldn't hear it, Arnold.
So he actually sits during the Bobby Bones show about 10 feet from Abby. Something with him and Abby.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
All right, I'll just do it live if Arnold's not in the room. Where is he with? Abby again?
Abby, sure.
All right, we are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Okay. What's up, everyone? I am Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan. You're a sports watcher. I don't know the who's, and I don't know the what's.
Y'all, I got 8 seconds. Sizzin, North, Alpha, Male, West Side, Nashville. Guys, over to you.
Wow. That was cool, Bubba.
I think that was quicker than 8 seconds.
That was awesome, Coach.
8 second ride at the Bullet at Wild Beaver.
You ever seen that movie?
You ever seen Wild Beaver?
Yeah, I've been there.
You, me, and Nada?
Yeah. Wild Beaver
what
Saloon.
What happened there?
That's when we first came to town.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you try to kiss her?
No.
Well, that's what she said.
Yeah, right.
Jeremiah was there?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
We were at some dirty dive bar. I've never been back to it.
Wild Beaver?
No, not Wild Beaver, but didn't we go to Printer's Alley?
Yeah.
We just walk in and they can still smoke in there?
Oh, that's the underground.
Yeah, Printer's Alley is pretty cool, though.
I get dive bars.
English pub.
But guess what?
Yes.
We've moved on from
Fleet
bars
Street.
People can smoke
that's
at.
That's it.
Dive bars have cigarettes in them. Why would you go to dive bars?
Well, on the east side, you used to be able to smoke at Five Points. All those bars, you were able to smoke inside.
You could.
It was absolutely disgusting. And here's the thing. When they first were like passing the laws, oh, you can't smoke in bars. And I was like, that's so stupid. Who cares? And after they passed that law, I did not realize how disgusting it was to have cigarette smoke in the bar.
Yeah. Think about all the years people did that. Like my parents, they grew up in that. It never went away.
Well, I grew up in it because my parents smoked, and so I never realized I stunk
so
bad.
So did your parents smoke in the house?
Oh, yeah.
I went to a buddy's house when I was, I guess, like in high school, and his dad would sit in the kitchen, turn on the oven vent, you know, the above the stove, and smoke under there. And he would just hold a cigarette under the vent. I don't know if that helped the house, but like, did your parents just sit in the living room and just smoke?
Yeah. They sat everywhere and smoked. I'd sit on their lap. They would smoke.
Would they open a window?
No. They would just smoke.
And none of you kids were like, hey, mom, dad, what the f*** are you doing?
No, because we that was just how we were. I mean, that's how we were
would
raised.
Batter's box, give me a puff.
No, batter's box is more like, give me a dip.
He likes to dip.
Oh, my gosh, yes. He is disgusting. But
he still does?
Yes.
So out of your three siblings, batter's box, lunch box.
And my sister.
And nurse box.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys... Have you ever smoked in your life? Did Batter's Box ever smoke? Did your
no,
sister
my
ever
sister
smoke?
Never smoked for sure. Never.
You
I
do
never
when
smoked.
You get picked up.
No.
Hey, give me a lap, brother.
Are you smoking? Oh, no, he's drunk again. There
I was is. So disgusted by cigarettes because of my parents that I didn't want anything. And so I never realized I smelled bad until I moved to college, and I didn't realize all my clothes smelled like cigarettes.
Hey, man, you smell like.
And so people would be like, oh, you smoke? And I'm like, no. Oh, I can smell it on you. Oh, didn't realize my clothes smelled like smoke. Because that was just
Calvin Klein.
That is just how I smelled my whole life. And so I didn't realize it until I moved to college that I smelled like smoke.
That sucks, dude.
Hey, and sweetie, so you want to hook up?
No, you smell like smoke.
You smoker.
And I'm like,
I don't smoke.
Yeah, I don't hook up with smokers. Well, I
don't
smoke.
Come here, you little smoke show.
Your clothes smell like smoke. So yes, no, I do not smoke. Never smoke. Ugh. Gross.
That's crazy.
But yes, they smoked in the house, they smoked in the car, they smoked everywhere.
Ray, did you ever smoke?
No.
Ever? Like, not even when you're drunk?
I tried. No, I've tried it, but I just didn't even know how to inhale. I think I'd cough.
Oh.
You know, you'd sneak away with buddies with a pack of cigarettes, and you'd be, hey, man, let's smoke these. Yeah. All right, cool, hand me one. All right, that really wasn't that fun, man. Yeah, let's just throw those in the trash. Let's get out of here.
Before seventh grade, we'd go over to C-Mart, and the kids would smoke behind. They would smoke cigarettes behind the C-Mart, and
not
I just
you.
No, and I just stand there, and then everybody go in and buy gum because they
just
what
because
did you do acid?
No, just hung out. And so they would, and then what's
I'll
funny
just
is
stand over here in my penthouse.
They would go in and get gum. Oh man, I don't want anybody to know I'm smoking. I don't want anybody to smell it. But you didn't realize in seventh grade, you can smell it. It's all over your clothes,
it's all
people.
Over,
it's all over you.
But yeah. People then thought it was your parents. You could get away with it smoking.
That's a good call. Yeah. Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, I remember my brother dipped.
Oh, my.
Speaking of dip.
Oh.
And
like
it was
dip
like
shit?
Copenhagen, Skull, whatever.
And NYX.
So I tried it a couple of times, and my buddy Mike was coming into town from Tyler, Texas.
Mike Stud?
No.
Oh.
From Tyler, Texas. And we were, I think, 17. So I was like, dude, let's walk to the convenience store, see if we can buy ourselves some Skull. And he's like, all right, that's cool. We walk over there. We're all like, hey, man, can we get a pack of Skull, please? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, no problem. We buy it. We're like, oh, shoot, we got Skull. That's crazy. So here, dude, here's a pinch. I put a pinch in my mouth.
I put a chobber in.
He puts a pinch in his mouth. He's like, so what do we do? I'm like, I don't know, man. I think you just like suck on it a little bit and just spit, you know? He's like, okay. We soak on a little bit. Spit. Okay, man. I was all over my teeth, man. Yeah, I don't know, dude. This is what people do. Dude, not even like 30 seconds later, he goes, I don't feel good, man. Like, what do you mean? He's like, man, my stomach, I feel like I'm going to throw up, man. He just freaking throws up everywhere. And then I throw up everywhere. We're like, what the hell?
Chew spit's the worst.
So when you accidentally swallow the chew spit, it just messes with your stomach up, dude, and you just throw up.
You're supposed to just let the stuff cut your lip, go into your insides, and then you spit
through
it
through your
up.
Bloodstream?
Yes, that.
And then you take it with your fingers and you fling it on the ground.
It's a circulatory thing.
It's disgusting. No Teeth Keith was a dipper. Copenhagen, kid. Can you run in and get me a can of Copenhagen?
Dude, would he ever pack it with his finger?
Oh, he'd pack it all the time with his fingers.
Hey, kid, let me pack this packing.
Bop, 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 bop.
Let me pack you.
Hey, can you pack that for me? Pack that for me. Yeah, that was him, like, when he would hit the Skull can.
Oh, that was him?
The Copenhagen can. Yeah.
And we're just in here packing Skull.
Don't worry, I'm just packing lunchbox.
Like, I don't know if that's where my brother decided that he wanted to dip or what, but that's where he got it, and he still dips, and it's
so
disgusting.
Would he do the Copenhagen or the Red Man
No,
chew?
No, Copenhagen.
You ever done the Red
where it
Man
was already
chew?
Packaged?
No, that was the bag, dude, with big leaves.
It was like Big League Chew.
Hey, do you guys know bags. Coach? He used to chew.
Yes.
The official coach?
Yes.
Well, I saw online where they had these packets, and they just had caffeine in them. So I got him a whole bunch of packets, and I gave it to him. I go, hey, this will help you quit chewing. And he's like, that was getting terrible. That never helped.
I love that you were trying to help him.
That's good looking out.
And then I tried them. And then so I'd go to the bar and put them in. They give you a little caffeine rush.
So you're still doing it?
Well, no. People would say, hey, are you chewing tobacco? And I'd say, no, it's just a little caffeine pouch. It gives you a little bit of high.
Where would you spit?
Spit all over the bar. It doesn't
just
matter.
On the floor?
Yeah. Oh. But you don't roll the caffeine pouches. You don't spit. You just swallow.
Keith would, no teeth, would spit in the Coke cans and bottles and just leave them all over my parents' house. And my mom would get so pissed because he would not leave the lid on. They'd get knocked over and it would spill on the carpet.
I'm sorry.
And she'd be like, Keith, what is your problem?
We had a kid, a friend over for the Vols game a couple weekends ago. Last weekend I was in the mountains. He was chewing the whole game, spitting in his bottle. The game's going on. Vols are getting their ass kicked by the dogs. Whole game ends, been there about 3 hours, got a whole thing full of chew spit, knocked it over on the carpet.
Oh.
Yep.
At the where?
At the apartment.
Oh. Can you get that out? Because that's like.
No, it doesn't come out very
well. I had
well.
409 going at it for about 409 minutes, dude. Good God.
Nice. 409.
Yeah. And my sister, to get my brother to quit, she'll send him, because she's a nurse, she'll send him pictures.
Nudes of the lips.
Of people having does. To have their face removed because they have lip cancer, and he still doesn't quit.
Didn't care. How long has he been dipping?
How old is he? 52.
He's
so.
My age.
He's 52?
43. Yeah.
Your brother's Batter's Box?
No, we're the exact same age.
Batter's Box is 52.
43. Yeah. I just told I'm not 52, Ray.
Oh.
We're the exact right. same
well,
age.
I don't care about that. I thought he was 52 for a second.
No, but he's about to have a birthday on November 30th.
Wow, man.
We got to send him something.
I mean, that was great. Ray freaked out.
He thought he was 52.
Because forever I thought he was our age.
I mean, he does look 52.
I mean, he does. I mean, that nasty beard and the gray. I mean, he looks rough.
Speaking of birthday, Alan Brown, he is a baseball player and a fan of the podcast. He said, bet, hit me with that B-Day shout out on tomorrow's pod, turning 19 on the 17th. So that's tomorrow.
Where does he play baseball?
And I said, tell me where you go to school and when you listen to the pod. He said, I go to Brunswick Community College playing baseball. Got to listen to the pod during a homework sesh and on the way to class. Alan Brown, happy birthday.
Alan, happy birthday, dude.
Hey, we have college athletes that listen to our pod.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty impressive.
Hey, hit one out for me, bro.
And he goes, you know how kids say bet now?
Bet.
I thought
bet.
He was telling me he wanted me to place a bet for him.
I thought when you started reading, it was like, I got my app out. I was like, all right, let's
but
do it.
But you
got
to learn the kid lingo. It just means bet.
What does that mean?
Like, yeah, like right on.
Like sure. Get it. Like, straight cool, up. Straight.
Yeah. Like, cool.
Dude, the kid lingo, that's how you know you're getting old. I don't get any of it.
Well, I get bet. I understand.
What
about
no cap? Bet. That's the dumbest thing ever.
You tried to explain it to us one time.
What about fire?
That one's kind of catching
one.
A little bit.
I get that
But no cap means you're not kidding.
Savage, I got that one.
Oh, I like savage.
No, yeah. What about Gucci? That one doesn't stick.
Are you Gucci?
That one doesn't stick.
No, I watch MTV and they say Gucci a lot on those reality shows. Oh, that's so Gucci. You're Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gucci. That outfit is Gucci.
And it works?
And I'm like, but the outfit is not. It's like.
It's not Gucci.
It's some different brand. But so they call it Gucci even though it's not Gucci. You understand?
Yeah.
No, you don't. See, it's confusing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, try watching MTV. It's tough.
Yeah, I think I was watching an MTV show and they kept talking about Magella shoes. You guys ever heard of them?
No.
Never heard of Magella.
Hundreds of dollars worth of shoes, but they're huge. With
those
the kids
are old.
Now. Apparently, they're huge now.
It's kind of like Sperry's. Remember Sperry's?
Yeah, it's the same as those because they kept saying, you have a pair of Magellas? Are you rocking Magellas? No, I ain't got Magellas.
Yeah. Like back in the day, the Sperry's
were cool.
I never
heard of Magellas in my life.
Like, you rocking Sperry's or whatever? But Sperry's was what my grandfather wore, like on the boat. It's weird that all these old things come back. Remember Timberlakes? No, Timberlands.
Timberlands.
That's what my dad would call them, Timberlakes.
Timberlands.
Timberlands. I bet you in 10 years, they're going to be like, hey, man, you got your Timberlands on?
Here's Margiela shoes. Oh, some of them are $540.
I thought you were talking about Magellans.
Are you gelling? Margiela's.
Margiela's.
Oh, $500.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of them.
I had to look it up. I ain't getting a pair.
You know what Off-Whites are?
What?
Oh, Off-Broadway?
No, Off-Whites.
Off-Broadway. that shoe store.
Yeah, it's good, actually.
No, Off-Whites.
Except for they don't have Nikes.
You don't know what Off-Whites are?
No.
That's crazy. That's crazy. They're like huge shoes. Like it's a brand of shoes
is
called Off-Whites.
Is it kids?
No, everyone.
No.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, I would think Ray.
Is it something Bones is into?
He has Off-Whites.
Okay, there you go.
But my kids want Off-Whites.
Boomers.
And
never
I'm thinking
talk
like, what are you talking about? Is they like just a little like tan colored? Like, no, Dad, they're called Off-Whites. It's the brand.
So are they white?
So they're not white, but they're white.
Well, what in the world? Yeah, because they're red. I'm looking at some
but
Off-White.
What's the brand called?
Off-white sneakers, but they're red.
Off-white.
Okay. Have you heard of dudes?
Us?
No. What about OC, on cloud, or whatever that is?
Hold on, what's dudes?
Dudes are Crocs, but they're more of a shoe-looking Croc. They're comfy. They're just called dudes.
Never heard of dudes.
That's all they rock up north is dudes. Hey, did you get a pair of dudes? Yeah, dude.
I think I have a pair of dudes.
Oh, you do have a pair of dudes.
Yes, I do. I bought them.
You wear dudes with your penguin shirts.
I think I have a pair of dudes.
Those. You have those dudes.
Yeah, but they're a little darker gray.
Yeah.
I think I do have a pair of those.
That's badass, dude.
I have no idea. Didn't know I was cool like that. Had no idea. I got those for free. That's when the airline lost my luggage in Wichita. Who are you looking at?
Huh?
Who's the guy you're looking at?
Why?
Why are you looking at that dude?
His name is Brandon Marcello.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. I was like, what is that?
Eddie we was interviewed him in the other podcast. But Eddie listen.
Eddie was looking up some random bald dude, and I was like, what are you
doing?
Yeah,
that's the dude. I mean, we're interviewing him. He's like, I don't know, he weighs like 120 pounds or whatever, and I'm Googling him, but they show him like 400-pound dude.
So he lost weight.
A ton of weight.
Wow.
Unrecognizable.
Like, is that why you guys had him on the show?
No. He's a sports analyst.
Like, tell me something good?
No.
But
no, we're breaking down the college playoffs, man.
Well, what do you want to talk about? You wanted to talk about that,
no,
right?
I said I don't. I don't want to talk about all the different scenarios of what
Baker.
Could happen.
I
if
said,
Tennessee loses, if South Carolina cocks it up, if LSU ties it, like, shut the fuck up already.
I went to bed. I said, wake me up if Tennessee's top four. I never got woke up. So
no, you know
five.
They're not going to be top four because no one above them lost. Hey, nothing changed.
If Alabama beats App State and App State beats Drake and Drake beats, like, shut the fuck up already. I don't care. Why can't we just have 30 teams in there?
Why would this is why I am not in favor of the college football expansion.
But how long expansion?
Yeah, like the playoff expansion. I don't want more teams in.
Why not? It needs to be fair.
Okay.
Why does basketball have 64?
No.
Seven.
Look, I know they can't
understand
play that many
because
games.
You can't play the basketball's different.
No, it's not though.
Anybody can beat Alabama already has two losses, so we're going to put them in the playoff anyway. So they would still be in the playoff right now. So those two losses wouldn't matter.
Excuse me. So you're saying Alabama sucks?
The Ohio State-Michigan game would have no relevance when they play because guess what? They're both in the playoffs, so who gives a damn?
Yeah, it still may not.
So who cares if they win or lose?
Let's be real.
Like, you don't care that they're going to win or lose because guess what? They're both making the playoffs. Great, cool.
Michigan
so I don't need
that.
To watch it.
Michigan wins that. I think they both may be in.
If we do it like the bracket. If we do it like March Madness, it can extend the football season. How much longer can the football season go? We can end the season right now. Oh, how many games did they play? 9? 10?
They've played 9 or 10.
That's a great point.
So let's shorten it down to 7.
Well, and it's not 7, it's 9.
Okay, 9. And then extend the playoffs. I know they can't play like March Madness and play every week or whatever, or every other day.
Well, no, and they can't have, they can't have the small schools like Stephen F. Austin play Alabama.
Why not?
That'd be
it,
awesome.
It gives them a chance. And I think that Stephen F. Austin could beat Alabama.
What the drunk?
Okay. Not this year, but there's always a chance.
Okay, Abilene Christian.
I mean, no way Liberty is going to beat Arkansas.
Oh, wait. They did.
They did.
Sorry.
God forbid.
And that's my point. These things could happen. I mean, App State could beat Georgia. And that would be
drunk.
Oh, that's crazy.
You're drunk.
I don't know. To me, it's more fair than having a committee be like, well, we can't put them in because they lost a game. But yeah, but what about this? Like, there's a bunch of what ifs.
I understand. I get your point because I do want the smaller school to have a shot. Like, I was all for Cincinnati going to the playoff last year. Even though they got beat, fine. But it's like, Alabama at two losses, it wouldn't matter. They'd still be in the playoff. Michigan, Ohio State, the game would lose all the Tennessee, Georgia game. Guess what? It wouldn't have mattered because both of them are going to go to the playoff either way, so who cares about watching
Perfect.
It?
Perfect.
So to me, it's just like watering down the regular season for college football.
The regular season already sucks.
No, it really doesn't because that...
Yes, it does. Ohio, do you watch a lot of games? I mean, how many times did he come in here and be like, I don't even watch. It's stupid. You got Ohio State playing Purdue. Who wants to watch that crap?
Right, I don't watch that, but
right.
I would. I'm gonna watch Ohio State Michigan because the winner of that
that's not
is
this
gonna
weekend.
Be, I understand, but when it happens, I'm gonna be
He's
tuned in.
He's gotta wait a whole week for the good
oh
game.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I'm gonna
oh
be gosh. Tuned in because that determines who's gonna go to the playoff. If both of them were already in the playoff, guess what I would do? Not gonna watch because it doesn't matter. It really does not matter.
Who cares if you watch or don't watch? Let's talk about fair. Who cares about watching? If people. I think college football fans are going to watch any Saturday anyway, just because it's football. Yep. You may not want to.
Well, it's expanding. I don't know why we're arguing. It's literally expanding to 12 teams.
Okay.
That's good.
That is good. But then guess what? You know what's going to happen? That 13th team is going to get kicked out, and they're going to bitch about it.
Then they're going to want 18 teams.
Oh, my gosh. Alabama lost 3, so they're not in. That's stupid. They're much better than App State.
You know who the 13th team is? Who is that team?
Texas. It's going to be Texas every year, and Texas is going to bitch about it. Watch.
I don't know if Texas can get that high.
I don't know. They can be 13. I don't think so.
Why? Who is that team?
It is. I don't know who it is. Because right now, all we know is who the 5 and 6 team are.
And then they always feel bad for the Pac-12 over there, so they got to let some of those piece of shit teams in. Like, it's just stupid, man.
Because, like, Oregon losing last week to Washington, it wouldn't have mattered. You know why? Because they'd still be in the playoff. So it's like, all right, cool. So lose 3 or 4 games, and it doesn't really matter because you're still going to be in the extended playoff. That is my whole
gripe. So North Carolina, guys.
I like North Carolina.
There's a lot of hype behind that Drake May to be the Heisman Trophy winner.
Negative. But I like that team, though.
Greg, if you want to look that up, you might want to throw it.
Actual hell?
Throw some dollars on it.
Guys, favorite to make the playoffs, the Final Four?
It's easy.
Georgia.
Yep.
Minus 20,000.
Ohio State.
Minus 700.
Tennessee.
Minus 500.
And then the last team would be... I don't know.
Michigan, even money, because they think TCU is going to get beat.
What's TCU at?
Plus 200.
That's not that bad.
It isn't bad.
But Tennessee, minus 500, they're not
well,
even.
Well, Tennessee's in.
They're at five. Tennessee's not in.
I think if that Ohio State-Michigan game's close, they put them both in.
I think so, too.
Right. And so then Tennessee.
That's not far-fetched. Then Tennessee's out.
No. Here's the thing. Tennessee is in over the loser of Ohio State, Michigan, no matter what.
So you think Tennessee's going to win their next 2 games?
Yes.
100%.
100%.
Against the Cox and Vandy?
100%.
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
Cox and Vandy.
You just saw Jeff Saturday win. But okay.
I saw Jeff Saturday win. Okay, great. He didn't play he played a dumpster fire of an organization. Guess what's not a dumpster fire? Tennessee. Josh Heupel is not going to let them fall asleep and lose a game. They're going to win by 20 points each game, they're going to buy 20 or more.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're in the playoff.
I don't understand how you've been watching sports your whole life. Your whole life. But you can't think that there's a chance that they can lose to one of those two teams.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Because they know. They are so focused that they have the playoffs in their sights.
That's why you don't care about that game and you lose it.
No. That's why they're so dialed in, because they can't afford a loss. When you can afford a loss is when you get caught looking ahead, because you know, oh, you know what I mean? Cakewalk, we don't have to beat them. No. Tennessee knows they can't have a slip up or they're out. So they have to be dialed in that week to win.
You want to talk about bad is if Tennessee does lose to the Cox, which
happen. Oh, my God, then just.
Dude, if they lose and Kansas State beats TCU, which is very likely, and then Michigan beats Ohio State, there's going to be no Ohio State, no Vols.
No. Ohio State would get in then.
There will be no Vols, though.
Right. But Ohio State, I guess, was still in. Georgia would still be in. Michigan would be in.
Then TCU would be in.
And TCU loses to Kansas State.
But TCU would still be in, because they'd have one loss. Tennessee would have two. But here we are doing the scenarios that
Eddie loves. That's what I'm saying. Stop doing this. This is so stupid. Stop doing this. What are we doing? It's so dumb.
Why?
Because, guys.
It's so stupid.
It is so dumb.
What's funny is they tried to make it all dramatic last night. Because
Thank God I went to bed.
Oh, my God. Michigan State freaking Kentucky goes to double overtime when I'm sitting there trying to watch, waiting for the Kansas game to start. So it doesn't start till like 9:30 at night.
Watch out for those Spartans.
Randomly.
Unranked. I mean, jeez.
Football team blows. That means nothing. Basketball.
I know.
Unranked at week 2 or week 3 means nothing.
Yeah, you know what unranked means? Oh, so the experts or whatever, the researchers didn't do their research.
Oh, so they're basing on how they were last year. Great. Cool. Yeah, they weren't good last year.
Good
guess
dog.
What?
Gonzaga? Oh, they're going to be really good. No, they almost got killed by Michigan State.
No, they're still going to be good.
They dominated.
They play Texas tonight? That's going to be a good one.
Timmy?
Oh, Timmy?
Why is he not in the NBA?
Because he's not good enough to be in the NBA. He will never make it in the NBA.
But
he's a good college player, and he can make more money with NIL than he would go into the NBA. So he stays in college, rakes in all that money from the Gonzaga boosters, and next year he'll play in the D-League or he'll play overseas. Good. He's going to make money playing basketball.
And Eddie will be betting on him.
Timmy?
If he's overseas, playing
basketball. He's overseas, man. I'll be making that bet while we're doing the show.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
So, yes, they try to make it dramatic, like, oh, the countdown. Boom. Here's
What was last night?
The college football, the reveal of the teams. And then they go, all right, here comes the top four.
The top four and top six.
And they go, number one this week, Georgia.
Holy shit.
We knew that.
Like, we knew that. Okay, cool. Number two.
But
what if there was a graphic?
But if Ellis, okay.
Hey, what if there was a graphic error?
But what?
But are they for sure?
Well, no, this is right now, Eddie. They reveal it every Monday, Tuesday night.
I've never watched that in my life.
No,
it just happened. It just started.
It just started last week. Was the first week.
This is ridiculous.
Or 2 weeks
ago. So they're
ago,
just
whatever.
Trying to add more drama.
That's exactly what
for
they're
no
doing.
For no reason, because anything they said last night could change.
Hey, what if the video guy
and will change
instead of doing Ohio State, actually did Penn State, and they're like, "Holy shit, Penn State's in the
they
top."
They have to roll with it.
Oh my goodness. Reese Davis is like, holy hell.
Yes. All the reporters are like, what the?
It's a money grab. It's a TV show. They put it on there, so you have to tune in.
And you, like an idiot, watched it.
No. You understand that the Michigan State game ended, and they did it in between the game. So I was just waiting. I was doing something around the house, and it was on the TV as I was waiting for the Kansas game to start. It's not like I was like, oh my God.
Hey, there were other basketball games going on.
Eddie,
North Carolina was playing, dude.
Do you understand? I was not watching. I was doing stuff around the house, cleaning up.
You don't clean. Don't.
Oh my
what
God.
Are you, a Bali
yeah,
maid?
Don't fucking lie to me. You weren't cleaning.
What okay. the hell were you doing around
yeah.
the
house? Anyway. You were watching the damn reveal.
Anyway, no, I wasn't.
I was folding clothes, Eddie.
No, you I may have been talking to Batter's Box
exactly.
at that point.
Exactly. You weren't cleaning.
I was talking to Batter's Box.
You're like, are we going to win this game, Rock Chalk Jayhawks?
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the Jayhawks.
It's my birthday soon. 49ers are going to be good.
That's not.
You like my beard? Can I keep growing it?
No, he was talking about fantasy football, and he was talking about about one of our leagues and someone getting upset about a trade. And he was like, do they not understand how trades work? Because the person was upset because it's a dynasty league where you're the franchise owner for as long as you know what I mean. So you're doing years in the future. So my brother traded Kyle Pitts and a second round pick this year for Etienne. And the other guy, Chesday, was like, oh my God, is that guy just trying to buy friends? Why would he give up Etienne for Kyle Pitts? Like, does he not want? And it's like, you understand that Kyle Pitts had 1,000 yards last year. He's having a bad year this year, but he's still really good if they get a quarter. And he's like, no, I'm done with the league. I'm done. This stupid trades.
So Chesday quit?
He's going to quit next year.
Wow.
And so my brother was calling me. He's like, does he not understand that? Like,
it is weird. Why does your brother want Kyle Pitts? Why does he want to reserve Kyle Pitts? No, he wanted Etienne. But no, the other guy. Why does he want Kyle Pitts?
Because Kyle Pitts is really good.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not enough to reserve for next year.
Yeah, that's like me going to back up to the Titans. I'm going to get Malik Willis for next year.
You understand he will still be available.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No, it's you keep your whole roster, guys. It's a dynasty league.
Right,
you
but
keep
why is
everybody
he trying
on your
to do
roster.
It this year? Do it next
there
year.
There is no the only draft that happens in a dynasty league is you draft rookies. That's it.
Oh.
So he's saying he thinks Kyle Pitts is going to bounce back next year. Plus, he got an extra draft pick to draft another rookie. So he thought, oh, that's a pretty good deal. And so he went after Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts was the number four pick in the draft. He's damn good. He had 1,000 yards last year when they had an actual quarterback.
He just makes me think of Pitts. So that's why I don't like
me
dude.
Too.
So yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I think he says, hey, bub.
So then they do the reveal, and they're like, number two, Ohio State. Wow. Oh, they were number two.
Wow.
Exact same.
They were the same. Number three, who's it going to be? Michigan's in
wow.
there. Michigan was the same spot last week. And they're like, well, I mean, I don't know who the number four team's going to be. Could it be, does Tennessee jump TCU? I mean, we'll find out. You know, here we go.
After the break.
And then they come TCU. Back and they say the fourth team is... Wow, the committee still believed in TCU. They stay in there at four.
Horny
and it's like,
toads.
Well, we might have not. Roll toad.
It's like, well, yeah, I mean, nothing
Horn
changed.
Your frog.
How would you I don't know. They go on the road and win as 7.5-point underdogs, and you were trying to drum up drama that maybe Tennessee jumps them. I don't know.
So the committee was still voting during the broadcast?
No, these are the announcers. Oh. Like Herb
the
Street
only
Nong.
Interesting thing is the committee has a different top four than Vegas. Vegas is like, okay, quit effing around with that top four. Tennessee's a top four team.
Vegas is the real committee.
Yeah. Yes, Vegas is because they know
the
who.
The real.
But,
when
but the committee
involved,
has to put TCU in there because they're undefeated.
Right.
Okay. But Vegas is like, we don't give an F.
They don't give
plus 200.
Hey, Vegas doesn't need ratings.
No,
they're
Vegas
dealing with real money.
Mustard.
They know who will be favored. Vegas knows who would be favored. Yes.
Real money, mother.
For something that
I go
Eddie,
to the house, hey, I go real hard.
You're right.
When the money comes in, it goes real hard. Real Vegas doesn't matter. I want you to fill this glass with as much alcohol as you can, and I want it to come back. Every time you come back, I want another glass coming. Me and Baser watched it the other night.
You did? How many times total have you watched Wolf of Wall Street?
20 times, probably.
He loves it.
But I really need to lock in
you
and
know
memorize.
Why he loves it? Because Ray wishes he could be the scammer that dude was.
He loves that lifestyle. He wants to be in an office where it's like that.
Yeah,
he wants that kind of atmosphere. And
Did you ever watch We Worked? Or
no, but I know what you're talking about.
What was it called? I don't know. But it's always the same environment.
It's that company.
It's the same environment, dude. They have crazy parties every week.
I have a question because I think about this all the time. Like, how do these people grow up to be a scammers? Like, how do they decide that, you know what?
Ask them.
That's why I look at Ray and I'm like, what is it that you, is it something you were grown up with or is something flipped in your head that you saw and you're like, how can I make an easy dollar? Because your brother's working hard at the lumber mill.
He's not a scammer.
So how does someone become that? How does someone become the Bernie Madoff? You're successful, but
well,
then you're
Bernie
like.
Bernie Madoff is different than Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
Wolf of Wall Street started with penny stocks. And then he learned that he can just convince people to buy these penny stocks.
That didn't exist.
They did exist. Bernie Madoff was the fake. Oh. Bernie Madoff would tell people to buy all these stocks, and then he'd go short sell them, and he ran out of money.
What did Wolf do?
Wolf had penny stocks, and he'd call him on the phone and be like, I'm telling you, this is going to be really big. He'd read up on the stocks, and he'd get him to invest all their life savings, and then the penny stock would tank. But as long as he sold that penny stock, he'd get $5,000 or something. And so then he grew it on penny stocks, and then the Fed came in with him, and he probably did illegal stuff. But Wolf of Wall Street was legit until he then started effing with the feds. Because you can't do stuff like that the way he was doing it.
Huh.
Interesting.
I just
Bernie Madoff was a straight fraud.
I thought they weren't real.
Bernie Madoff said he invested money, but he didn't invest the money. He used their money for other shit.
Right. I think Wolf said, here are the companies I want you to invest in, but they weren't real companies.
No, they were. Oof. You can't just sell a fake company.
I think
he did. That's what Bernie did.
He would say they were better than they were, which maybe was fraudulent.
Okay.
But it was a real company.
Okay.
And then it would show a picture of the company, and it was like a shack. And he's like, I'm telling you, it's a bustling penny stock. You want to buy low right now. And all it mattered to him was,
I'm about to go back and watch this.
As long as you sell it, you get the payoff. But yeah, and then he grew a huge company, and then he started doing illegal stuff.
Ray loves the idea of making money quick.
I mean, I think it's a cool, like, I would love to do that, but I'm just like, how do these scammers that switch?
You know what comes with making money quick?
Losing money quick.
Well, that too. But the excitement.
The adrenaline.
The stress. Yeah. The adrenaline. Who loves stress in this room?
Ray.
Well, maybe he doesn't love it, but has a
lot
of it.
No, he loves it because he does
it. He craves it.
It's just like in Vegas when he goes to the bubble craps. I think, oh, you're going to go sit there and sit for an hour. Ray goes in, makes two bets, cash out, and slams it and moves. Yeah. Like, he is so quick to cash out instead of sitting there and playing the long game.
That's quick money.
Quick money.
I think I've changed my ways. You guys, I believe, are talking about...
You can see all this at the coaches' convention, sorelosers.com.
You
want to
see it for yourself? You can watch Ray.
You're talking about me 6 months ago. What I do now is
6 months ago.
Hey, you know what? I did notice this morning. I was like, man, Ray looks new and improved from 6 months ago.
I thought the same thing too, Coach.
So I texted Eddie that.
My new thing is long shot bets, which me and Baser did.
Oh,
we put down $150 to win $150,000.
Oh my god!
It's a long shot bet. That's not fast money.
On what?
Dumbass.
I've told you guys this before.
When did you place the bet?
2 months ago.
Oh, really?
And it's the Vols to win the championship. It's the Bruins to be the best in the Atlantic. It's the Warriors and Celtics to be in the finals. Doesn't matter who wins. And the Bills to win the Super Bowl. That's a long shot bet, and it's not fast money. Because what I've learned is the future bets is where it's at. Eddie betting on a Saturday, I'm doing this bet, live bet, fast bet, live bet. You're never going to make money, big money, live betting. It's all
unless you're betting a lot of money.
Because long shot odds are the best odds that you can bet in the casino.
Do you like stress?
No.
You don't seek stress?
No. So I'm just saying, my method on gambling and quick, I'm not as much of a quick money guy anymore.
I think there's a thrill with these scammers. There's a thrill in there of just like, oh, this
they
is
get
crazy.
Addicted to it.
I could get caught, but I'm not going to get caught. This is crazy. And I'm making money quick. And there's a lifestyle, right? I mean, Wolf of Wall Street, the Ferraris, the Lambos, the private jets. That lifestyle is addictive.
Simon Leviev.
Hey.
Oh, I hope you coaches are doing well.
You get caught up in it.
And it also presents itself. People will see a way to scam. I'm sure there's a way to scam the website. When you created the website, was there a way where you could have scammed people that were signing up for Vegas?
Yes.
There is?
Absolutely. We could not have a convention.
Now, there was some worry about that on the Facebook page last night.
We could be Firefest.
I'm saying.
Absolutely. This could be the greatest scam of them all.
I mean, everybody's presented with a scam. It's if you give in to the scam.
There was some worry on the Facebook page last night that this was a full scam operation, that there was no convention.
Guys, what if...
It's a hell of a segue.
I mean, what if
we just leave the face of the earth? No more podcasts. On MLK weekend, on that Friday... They show up. There's nothing going on. There's no podcast. All of the trace of sore losers on the internet is gone. You can't find it.
That's a disservice to MLK and everything that he did for this country. For us to do that.
You're right.
He would scam the great people of the sore losers.
Martin Luther King would have never done that. You're right.
But he would have attended the convention. But it's just funny. Like, the Facebook page was freaking out last night.
About what?
Because one guy was trying to... Well, what happened is we had early bird pricing that we had a hotel block. Once the early bird pricing was over, you could just, then there was no more rooms available. You just booked a room on your own.
Really?
That's it.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. So he didn't.
That's why we hired his wife.
So there was some miscommunication, and he thought he still had to book the room. He was like, I'm trying to book a package. There's no room. I call the hotel, and they don't know anything about the convention.
This guy calls a hotel. It's called the Sore Losers Convention.
And sir, so, what the are you talking about?
Excuse me?
Basically, that's what happened is they were like, sir, we don't have any of that. And so
Lunchbox, Ray, Eddie.
He got on Facebook, and he was just, and I think he was just confused, and which, you know, maybe he was. Maybe he's not caught up on the podcast. Maybe he hadn't heard it. Maybe we didn't explain it well. I don't know.
That's
but he was like, guys, I'm starting to think this is a scam, that there is no convention. Like, I called the hotel. There's no record of it. There's nothing going on. They said, lunch said there was a room block. They don't know anything about a room block. Are we sure we're not being scammed? And I assure you, you're not being scammed. But so there was panic, and then people on the Facebook were like, yeah, are they Russian bots? How do we know they're not just taking our money? And so I had to get on there and be like, guys, calm down.
Guys, I'm talking you all off the ledge.
Calm down. Like, this is
Don't jump, guys.
And I didn't. I replied, and then someone goes, well, how do we know you're still real?
Oh, and I'm that's like, a good point.
I don't know how to prove it. But yes, there was a little bit of unrest, but let me promise you, the convention is real.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Question.
Guys, so, I am your leader.
So the early bird, that included hotel room packages. So like that was the Arnold, that was the coaches, assistant coach, and the all that. And now that it's not, we're late bird.
No, it's not late bird. It's just like a presale. You know how artists have presale for their tickets.
Okay. So now you're dead bird.
You don't have to be a dead bird.
This is dead bird pricing.
Okay, so this is dead bird pricing. So dead bird pricing no longer has hotels attached, no specials.
Right, no hotel room specials. We were getting a discount on the hotel rooms if you did an early bird. Now you can just book
dead bird.
And you want to know where me and Baze are in the same boat as the Sore Losers Nation? With early bird and late bird. Dude, we haven't booked our flight home yet.
Well, but hey, at least you're there.
And prices are only going up.
Dude, it's crazy.
But why are you not booking? I told you to book your hotel, your flight back.
I guess I kind of wanted to see if I could squeeze in a late Sunday night flight. But if I can't, then I'll do Monday morning.
Oh, you can squeeze in a late Sunday
What time? Is there a late one?
Yeah.
Like a 10 p.m.?
No, not
you
that
You can
late.
Fly overnight.
Is that just private?
Seven. You want to up on my private jet?
Up on my... Oh, great. Those Coach, damn clips weren't playing.
So the special...
They weren't playing?
Dang it.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba,
Wait,
my friend.
You're talking about the bird and... Chirp.
The bird and all that did, but if it was anything in two or three, it didn't play. No Simon played.
Dang it. Coach, okay, so no more packages.
No, there's packages, but they just don't include...
In the room.
Yes, they
because
don't include
Because that
the
bird's
room.
Dead.
That bird's dead.
Okay.
So now you, if you, if
so,
you
but
want,
you can still do a Topgolf package with pizza and
you can do the
high roller.
You can do him combined. You can do all that.
Spend the night with Justin.
Yeah, spend the Justin.
I gotta see
Justin.
Yeah, he needs to be there.
Dude, we need Justin.
Dude, Justin in Boston. He's already found a coffee shop that he goes to, and he registered at a gym.
Justin.
And he said his first week cinch. Just did a couple Zoom calls.
Hey, the coffee shop.
That's pretty good.
We got a mocha for Justin.
Are you the Justin? Are you?
And he said his apartment complex, there's not another person living there. He goes, dude, in 3 days that I've been here, I've not seen one other person walking around.
What the
around.
F- happened?
I don't know. Maybe he just moved into a new apartment and Boston isn't populated like Nashville.
Oh, so everybody's fleeing the big city and coming to Nashville? Is that what you're saying?
Does he want you to move up there with him?
No. Buddy Bill, who also is
Billy.
No, Bill's different than Billy.
Oh.
Bill said in January, we're doing a guy's trip. We're going to go tie one on in Boston.
Not MLK weekend.
Not MLK weekend.
Then the weekend after, we're going to go tie one.
So that's a lot of travel for you, man.
We're going to try and do a Red Sox game. Going to try. And,
well, I would wait until after January.
Since you haven't booked your back flight, just take it straight to Boston.
Yeah, and I don't think the Red Sox are playing in January. I just looked up their
They're
schedule.
Not.
No
not.
Games.
No games.
Maybe we
no
just games. Go to the stadium and see it from the outside.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the Monster.
You can take a tour.
Of the Monster?
Yeah, you can take a tour of all of Fenway. I don't know if they do them in the winter, but I know during the regular season you can go.
I saw some comments on Morgan number two's post. I don't know. She posted like a TikTok or something. And some people were like, guys, get her to the convention. Do you think we can work a deal with Morgan that if she shows up, we can get more people to
I heard tugboaters want her there.
That's what I'm saying.
I got the clip.
We could ask her. She could always use a weekend in
Vegas.
Can
we make a Morgan number two package?
I can't sell Morgan number two.
Okay.
That's illegal.
Is it?
It's kind of illegal.
That's prostitution.
You're selling us?
No.
You're selling me?
No, I'm not.
You are. You said I'm going to be at these places.
Oh, you're just saying that guarantee that Morgan number two will be there.
That's all they want.
You're saying we need to have a
coach,
trick
I'm not,
up our sleeve.
I'm not saying a night with Morgan number two, just she's going to be there.
I thought you wanted Morgan number two there so you could hook her up with Justin.
Justin?
You know the thing that'll sell this puppy out right away.
Morgan number two.
Sure.
Pitts.
Massive guest.
Morgan number two.
And then we'll never need to talk about it. People won't think it's fake or whatever. We
so
just need
you think
one?
We should get Josh McDaniels because the Raiders definitely won't have a game. We could get Derek Carr.
Hear me out.
What Josh
if we,
Jacobs.
What if we get Amy and Morgan?
Then that means we don't have the star power. Amy sells out stuff in Wichita on her own. We have three of us, and we can't sell out crap.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
We had to do the dead bird.
I know what will get people there. A special edition of Would You Rather? Would you rather?
Shut the fuck up.
Would you rather be Tom Brady? Or Peyton Manning.
That's
what
actually a good
the
one.
Hell?
That's a good one.
This is easy.
One. Okay, tell me.
Peyton Manning.
You started with Tom.
I know. I was trying to
trick
you guys.
I was so confused.
Peyton Manning. Like, he's got a good life, man. This dude's great. He's still making money. He's got a family. He's got his kids. His kids still love him. We saw him at the CMA Awards with his kid. Tom Brady, he's losing everything one at a time, man. Losing my wife to a taekwondo instructor. My kids aren't going to love me anymore. What's he going to have? He's not going to be able to throw the football after 5 years. He's done.
I'm also going to do the exact same as Eddie, but explain it a little differently. Tom Brady lost his wife, Giselle. She's been in Costa Rica with Kung Pao. And the kids almost look like they were in some of those pictures. So he also lost his kids.
I mean, and when video comes out of them wrestling on the mat, it's like, oh. And supposedly he's just the instructor. It looks pretty bad. Like, I've never seen video of Giselle wrestling with some guy in a robe until the divorce was final.
Guys,
I'm just going to say.
Let me tell you something about that robe. It doesn't stay on.
Yeah, and if they're rubbing, then they're also, you know, bumping, grinding. Yeah. So, anyways, and
so
then,
you think he gets a little?
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah. I mean,
how hard would that be if you're the jiu-jitsu teacher,
Giselle,
and Giselle wants to roll around on the mat with you?
Giselle,
all bets are off.
Let me show you the 69 move.
Let me show you rear naked choke.
The majority of the moves he was showing her were very sexual in nature.
This is my rear. Now you're naked.
For jiu-jitsu, they were doing a lot of rolling and grabbing. Isn't it more punching and kicking?
No, jiu-jitsu is a lot of grappling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think that's why MMA, she signed up.
No, it's Brazilian.
She wasn't getting any grappling at home, so she went elsewhere.
Yeah, you think... Tom Brady, boring AF.
Probably just went doggy.
Not grappling.
Yeah.
Probably fell asleep every night.
But let's be real. He's not winning the Super Bowl. It's a failure of a year. That's how he's ending his career. And now he's got to figure out what the he's going to do in this life. Peyton, already got it figured out. He got a damn TV show on Mondays. It's called Peyton and Eli.
He's good.
Peyton's fine.
Peyton's funny. Doing commercials.
We saw Peyton in person. He doesn't seem like he's enjoying himself fully.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he wasn't very relaxed. No, no, no. He wasn't very personable.
Idiots. You idiots. He was about to host a TV show.
Hey, Eli.
A live TV
Peyton,
show.
Let me take a picture. Lunchbox.
Before you do your boneheads, you don't talk to anyone. You're all nervous and shit.
Hey, leave me alone, Pitts. I got a bonehead.
Hold on. I'm thinking about my bonehead.
I'm in the zone. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Indiana. Okay. Trying here.
Don't talk to him when he goes through the hallway. Got the bonehead coming up. Leave
me alone.
He
had a lot on his mind. He was about to be on national television. You can't judge the man on that.
So, but I love where he's at in his career.
Me too.
It's called Bluebird. It's called Bluebird Life. What is it called when you're duck hunting?
Yes. It's called a bluebird morning.
He's right now a bluebird morning. Brady, unfortunately, is a dead crow Eve, okay?
No. Lunch?
I want to be Tom Brady. I want to be the greatest of all time. I've already sacrificed everything. I sacrificed my marriage. I want to be known as the greatest of all time. Peyton Manning is fine. He's going to go down as one of the better quarterbacks of all time, won 2 Super Bowls. Tom Brady is going to be talked about forever because he's going to be the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT.
And Peyton Manning will still be talked about because you'll be on TV.
Yeah, but the kids are going to remember him
as Charles Barkley,
a TV commentator. The kids will always remember Tom Brady as the greatest of all time.
Peyton Manning will be known as Malachi Manning's dad. What's that kid's name?
Arch.
Archie Manning. Malachi's a kid in Cali.
Malachi, he's going to USC, whatever his name was. He decommitted from Oklahoma. But yes, I don't think
it works that way, dude, because all it takes is one person to be better than you and you're done. But it's hard to be better than them. You can't.
Will there ever be somebody better than Jordan?
Yes.
Will there ever be somebody debatable? What?
Oh.
No, yes. Not even close.
Absolutely.
Championship wise.
But no. That's not the only thing that you
it's
base
pretty
it on.
Damn close.
No, you can't.
What is it? What is it? Dick size?
Records and all sorts
records,
of things.
6-0 in the finals, MVP after MVP. He doesn't miss the playoff. I mean, LeBron, oh boy.
What is LeBron? Opened up more barbershops than him, Jordan? Maybe that's the only category he beat him in. His show's barbershop.
Kobe?
Coach.
Rest in peace. Duncan was better than Kobe.
Don't start that argument.
Tim Duncan was better than Kobe.
Two different positions.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
The most interesting thing about Kobe is, boy, do we revise history after he passed.
Yep.
People hated the dude and said he was the biggest ball hog in the world when he was alive. And now all of a sudden he's comparable to Jordan? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. I mean, it's sad that he died.
And Jordan wasn't a ball hog?
Jordan was badass.
That was a team.
But
Kobe was a ball hog.
Ask Horace Grant if it was a team. Ask him.
No, Horace Grant. Well, he wouldn't know because he hadn't watched The Last Dance.
I guess still got to watch it.
But Horace Grant was just mad because Luke Longley. I mean, ask Paxson if he passed it to him.
Well, Paxson was a ball hog. He's the one that hit the championship.
Ask Pippen.
Winner.
Ask Pippen how he feels about
Pippen,
Jordan.
Pippen, ask Pippen's son because Pippen's son's dating Pippen's wife.
No.
What?
I said that totally wrong.
Wait, what?
No, that's it, Ray. You let me write.
Hell
into
of a segue,
I
Ray.
I mean, how weird is it that Pippen and Jordan, right? Uh-huh. Teammates, wins the titles together, and now Pippen's ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son.
Michael Jordan's son.
Yes.
She used to babysit this dude, and now she's banging him.
That's Tapping badass. Larsa Pippen. That's the badass. Chick that I ran into at the Vandy game, took a picture with.
Yes. Well, you got to think, when you're that famous, you don't know a lot of people, so they obviously know each other really well.
But how weird is it for Pippen to see, like, pictures online that, man, my ex-wife is sleeping with my...
Pippen never liked Jordan.
I understand. But I believe I read that she used to babysit.
And they were a team? Okay.
She used to babysit him. That is so weird.
Watch.
I will say, I mean, I don't know if she's happy. You can have that story all you want, dude. I follow her on Insta since I saw her that one time at Vandy.
She's so hot.
Dude, a lot of her posts are so depressing. It's just her by herself. Dude. I mean, she's never with Gotti, never with the kids. They're all off living their own lives.
But is she showing off her body in those pictures?
I mean, I think she's kind of gaining weight because her pictures she posts.
You think she's pregnant?
Looked through it from about a year ago.
Think she's pregnant?
More I'm she's thinking one of those persons that she posts old pictures.
This is like if my son was banging Lunchbox's wife.
Yeah.
In like 30 years.
But the 30 years is what makes the difference.
Why?
Because everything changes with time and age and people leveling up.
So you'd be cool with my son banging your wife?
No, don't think I would.
Exactly.
Don't think that's cool.
In 30 years, you will.
So if my Ray, you're good if my son bangs your wife in 15 years?
Baby box.
No, because he's 4 years old right now. So in 15 years, he'll be 19. He can bang your wife.
That's how old Jordan's son is?
Well, he's 30.
See, that's more.
How old is Martha? What's her name?
Like 45.
That's not.
That doesn't sound that crazy.
Yeah, it's not crazy. 15 years.
I mean, that's crazy.
Okay, my oldest son. Banging your wife.
What about banging Ray's wife?
It'd be closer to Ray's wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it.
Would you be cool with Junior banging your wife?
But my wife never babysat Junior.
She knows
it
Junior.
All happened in that babysitting time. They had commonalities. They started friendships.
I'll send Junior over.
They already had an amazing friendship.
What amazing friendship can you have with him?
For years, they were all around.
They're playing games. Monopoly.
Shoots and ladders. Candyland.
It's not as crazy as you're saying.
Battleship.
It's all about that time when you were babysitting.
You good, Coach?
And you got to know each other.
I find it very strange.
It is strange. But to Pippen, he's like, man, I never thought I was getting a divorce. What's going to happen next? Oh, Jordan's son's dating my wife
now? Pippen's gotten shit on, like, for years, huh?
Yeah.
And Pippen's not ever in, you never see anything about Pippen.
That's what I'm saying. He's gotten shit on for years. First
for
of all,
years.
No. Yeah, this is the ultimate insult to injury. Because Pippen hates Jordan, right?
It's the icing on the cake.
And then not only does he hate Jordan, but then he has to see the news where his enemy, his nemesis son, is banging his ex-wife.
But what would make it
is
a lot...
Is it revenge sex?
Who?
Oh, Larsa's getting back
Larsa
at Scotty.
Is getting back at Scotty by being like, watch
she's
this.
She's been dating all kinds of
people. She used to date Malik Beasley. She dated...
rappers.
Future. Yeah, she cheated on Pippen a couple times with Future.
She did.
And Pippen, I mean, he's getting the last laugh he's bagged probably 1,000 chicks since they divorced. Let's be
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Mm. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Has he? Does he have a great personality? Is he out there meeting chicks?
Does it matter though? Have a great personality? You're Scottie
Pippen? No, but Scottie Pippen. Is Scottie Pippen out meeting chicks? Is he out at the club? Like, where is Scottie Pippen?
Where's the video? Where is the.
There's some people that just don't want to be in the public eye.
Where's the Urban Meyer video of Scottie Pippen?
Exactly.
That's what I want to see. Or that video of OJ trying to kiss the girl?
Oh, man.
Because Scottie just has an amazing mansion. He probably plays golf. He gets to see his son here and there, watches a little bit of sports. He doesn't care. He doesn't need it.
But the way I look at it is it's karma for Scottie Pippen.
Money, attention. He has it.
He's got the money, but what about the girls?
So he's got a couple. He's got a list of a couple Bettys that he's hooking up with.
Yeah, but I say it's karma for Scottie Pippen for when he told me no. When I saw him at 12 years old in the middle of Michael Jordan's retirement in the mall in downtown Chicago, and Scottie Pippen's walking with one other guy, just two dudes, walking through the mall, heading to the food court. And I see Scottie Pippen. I run into a store and
Mr. Pippen.
And I buy the hat, the exact same hat that Scottie Pippen was
wearing.
And I run up to him and say, Mr. Pippen, can I get your autograph? No. And he kept on walking. And guess what? It took a little bit of time, Scottie.
But it finally came back.
You would that sort of been a hell of a lot
better. Better if I bang Larsa.
If you looked up at him and said, well, Mr. Pippen, someday I'm going to bang your wife.
And then here he is.
That story would have been a hell of a lot better.
You know he'd be thinking about you still.
Yeah, you want to make a baseball, basketball, football player think twice, and they don't sign your autograph, say, well, guess what? In 20 years, your wife's going to divorce you, and I'm going to bang her. If you're a kid, you got to do that.
And if they ever get a divorce, you're going to be thinking, God, there was this kid 20 years ago. I'll never forget it.
Was it that kid? Is that
I saw him at the mall, and he told me, I'm going to bang your wife in 20 years. Well, I'll be
there.
If you're an athlete, there's no way to come back from that because you can't yell at a kid. Hey,
no, you can't.
In 20 years, I'm going to bang your wife. What the? Come here. Let me sign that autograph.
Yeah. You want to go to Letters for Losers?
Oh, real quick. Yeah. I have a theory real quick about – I know the World Series is over and it's been a bit, but I forgot to mention this. So,
good, because someone commented that we don't talk about the World Series
enough. So here we go. Here's baseball talk for you. I have a theory that every hot chick that they show on baseball games, like the camera guys, are players' wives. Because my wife made a very good point when we were watching the World Series. She says, girls don't want to be at baseball games. Like, all these girls that they're showing, they're either like older people or whatever, then they're just sitting there with their husbands, whatever. But the young, hot girls at baseball games, they're forced to be there or they're someone's wives. So I believe that anytime you see a hottie, like watching the game, watching it, and being like, come on, strike out.
Like stressing out. Fingers over the eyes, like rocking back and forth.
That is a player's wife.
Well, I'll agree with you. I mean, I've been to tons of Titans games, and I've seen these videos posted where there's a fight. Yeah, there's not a girl in the vicinity.
Exactly.
Chicks ain't going to sporting events.
No, and if they do go, they're forced to be there, and they're not enjoying their
themselves. Well, I don't know. I saw Ashley Fabry. She posted that she was at the Packers-Cowboys game, so there was a chick. I mean, I'm just saying.
Pretty much, if you can't offer them a suite with free food and drinks and a little bit of celebrity to it, chicks ain't going to go.
Boom.
It's a great point.
We've been given suites before, though.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No.
We went.
He went there.
Bucks.
Yeah, all right, man. So what were you going to do? You're going to do letters for losers?
Letters to losers. Letters to losers. You can always
Hey, it wasn't that fun. It wasn't that fun.
You can always email us. We are thesorelosers@gmail.com. Coaches, consider me a failure.
I cheated.
Multiple scorgasms beat me. Fuck.
Ruiz?
My team has sucked from day one drafting Cam Akers. F me in the ear hole.
He blames it on drafting Cam Akers. Yeah, dude, that one pick.
F me in the ear hole. Still happy to be in the league. Have fun at the convention with Arnold. Cameron Christensen. He is the first one to lose to Ashley Ruiz.
I saw she was 1-9.
Coach.
And he hates his life.
Yeah. If we're talking about WooBox, where should I start?
You're not going to want to hear this.
Go ahead.
I don't want to play in this league anymore.
Why?
I can't get a grip on it. I don't know where things are. I can't do research. I have three leagues, and I'm just being honest with you, transparent here.
Please.
I check my two other leagues, and then I take a break, and later in the night, I'm just like, oh, crap, I have to check Sore Losers. And once I get there, I'm like, oh, this is too much, man. I can't go to other websites and research it, and then I just give up on it.
What player do you need to research? Just tell me a player you want to research. That you were trying to research that you couldn't figure out how to.
Coach.
Just tell me the player you're trying to research.
He's not explaining himself well.
Yeah, you're not.
What do you mean?
I've got a hammer that's really going to totally blast all of WooBox.
Go ahead.
Eddie, I found a glitch in the schedule.
It's not really, but
go ahead. And it starts this week, and it goes into next week.
Go ahead.
The team that you play this week on WooBox, you're then going to turn around and play the exact same team next week.
Really?
I mean, you talk about one of the biggest cluster Fs in the history of WooBox.
Really?
No, here's the thing. So, you're going to play multiple teams twice, because that's just how it is in fantasy. You're going to play three or four teams twice, because it's not an even number of teams.
Agreed.
So, does it make a difference if you play them week two and week three, or if you play them week four and five, or if you play them week two and week 10? It doesn't make a difference. You're going to play two teams twice, so what's the big deal?
In your other leagues, do you play the same team twice in a row?
No. But the NBA, they do back-to-back. Hey, they do home and homes all the time in the NBA.
I rest my case.
Eddie, I'm still waiting on the player. Eddie,
James Conner.
So have
you just
fun.
Clicked on him. What did you find out?
Is he good to play?
He played last week.
He played one snap.
No, he didn't. Last week, he had like a touchdown and 80 yards.
He did?
Are you looking at his stats?
James Conner.
21 carries, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Wow, he did?
It's not that hard to see that.
Wow, okay.
Eddie just doesn't know how to read numbers. It's literally right there by his name.
Will you admit that WooBox glitched and it didn't show touchdowns 1 week for live scoring?
No,
I will never admit that.
That was a massive glitch. Kirk Cousins had 0 points and 2 touchdowns for about 2 hours on Sunday, and they finally updated the site.
Okay, Ezekiel Elliott. Is he going to play or not?
Look at him. What does it say right here?
It says Ezekiel Elliott inactive for week 10. We're looking at week 11. We're trying to look forward.
Yeah, well, it's Wednesday, so they have not had practice yet this week.
Okay, so let me go to the other.
Okay, what's it say?
Let me see. Hold on.
Tell me what it says.
Look, dude, I know you take offense to it.
No, go ahead and tell me what it says about Zeke.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be no update because he hasn't had a practice. They haven't done anything this week. It's Wednesday.
Hold on now. There's Zeke. Questionable. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, what does it say?
Zeke is inactive for Sunday.
Oh, that's
optimism surrounded Elliott's status right now. There's optimism. Boom.
No, that's from Sunday.
It says there's optimism.
That was from Sunday. That's not, and then he was inactive. So it's the same update. It's the exact same update.
Okay.
So ESPN has the exact same analysis as.
Would you be mad at me if I don't play next year?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Why do you think I took a year off?
That's probably the best idea you've ever had, Coach.
I mean, I do not understand how it's so hard for you guys to click on things.
And I will say it. Because
I mean, I am technology not advanced, and I can just click on people so easily.
Technology R word. guys.
You are technology R word.
I will say this. Because this is going to be deep. It's going to be a little deep. Because of
as deep as if you're going to play golf, you got to be ready to swing the clubs.
Yes. That was pretty damn deep.
It's
like scuba today. He told me, he goes, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of words. Okay, cool. Thanks, scuba.
Thank you, Scuba.
There are a lot of words.
That's what he said.
Because of the iniquities in our league and very bad teams being out there, some teams got exceedingly stacked. And I will tell you right now, there's a team in my league, ain't nobody going to beat them.
What, I'm the bad news?
I believe them. I mean, they'll win the whole damn thing.
How do you know what's going on? How do you even get to
this?
They
are so stacked, but it's not on me. It's not on you guys. It's on the terrible teams not drafting properly. So this guy got just a whole wheelbarrow of amazing
picks.
You're
talking about the guy in first place?
Yes.
Of your league. Okay. Here's his team. Derek Carr and Lamar Jackson. That's fine. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Okay.
Watch out.
Etienne, really good.
Watch out.
Cordell Patterson, been pretty good. Jamal Williams has been shockingly good. He's the backup, but all of a sudden DeAndre Swift doesn't play. Don't know why. And then wide receivers, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins. So he just got DeAndre Hopkins back, and Christian Kirk has been really good.
I mean, nobody's
George Pickens and Michael Pittman have been terrible.
Nobody's touching that team.
I mean, Christian Kirk's been pretty good.
So good luck, because they beat me by about 70. So I'm already telling you guys, you're not getting the 2300. Lunch is not getting it. I'm not getting it. Multiple scorgasms is not getting it. Some random guy named Grub and Tug or whatever his name is.
I'm bad news. I'm the bad news.
He's getting it.
So he's the winner?
Good job, Ray. I hope you use reverse psychology.
No, let me look at there's another team that's 8-2.
Well, luckily, because of the schedule, I play a terrible team 2 weeks in a row, and I'm one game back of making the playoffs. So hopefully I'll be in line to make the playoffs with, I think, 3 weeks remaining.
Yeah, I'm playing a pretty damn good team. That's what's frustrating.
You're right, Ray. I don't like that schedule.
I don't like that schedule, man.
I'm playing a terrible team. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm about to have two straight wins.
There's going
to
be someone that gets to play the stupid, terrible teams, and it's like, oh, my God. I hope it's Ruiz playing one of the other terrible teams that has given up and hadn't filled out a lineup. That's what I really need to happen, and I need the good teams to play each other. Let's see.
It says here there are only 32 players.
No. God almighty.
Like if I'm looking at all the players in the NFL, and it says there's 32.
What?
Right here, list of players. I went under player stats because I kind of want to see how players were doing.
Oh, boy.
And Eddie?
Oh, my God. The first place team gets to play freaking Ashley Ruiz twice in a row. You've got to be kidding me.
Who put that together?
I mean, they don't even need to start all their people.
No, they don't. Oh, my God.
How did you just see that?
I'm at the schedule.
And he's the done. ESPN app, man. It's got it all like.
Oh, my God.
Here's my example to Eddie.
Here's good. Respect Your Elder and Alley Good Alcoholics. They're both teams. They've given up, and they're playing each other. That's great.
That's perfect.
But stupid.
Scorgasm.
Oh, my gosh.
I may need to go to her apartment and help her out with her team.
Like, first place team is favored to beat her by 27 and 20 the 2 weeks. Oh, my God.
Eddie, let me say this. I'm agreeing with you, okay?
Yeah.
Baser last night. She's on Yahoo with her work people. She said, hey, will you help me with my lineup? Somebody's hurt. Zeke may not play. Cooper Kupp, I think he died last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me help you. Click, 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 click. 20 seconds later. Yep, you're all set. Me? Oh, man, I need to adjust my lineup. I got some guys on a bye. Do you have the laptop? Can I use it for a little bit?
First, you need the laptop. Yes. Don't even think you're going to do it on the phone.
And then I'm in the living room for 20 minutes.
Coach, 20 minutes, Coach. Because look, and don't take offense to it, Coach. But look, if I really have a question about Zeke,
go ahead.
And I want to see his stats, I can't click. Okay, where are his stats?
Stop. They're right there.
Where?
What do you need to know about him?
I need to know how many touches he's
how many,
got.
How many touches he had? Okay, right here. Eddie, 15 attempts for 57 yards, 2 touchdowns. 13 attempts. He's had 1 reception, 5 yards. That way. It's right there. It's right damn there next to his name.
Okay, but what if I'm – okay, no, I'm not even talking about my life.
Look. Go ahead.
I want to pick someone up from the waiver wire.
Okay.
Okay, there's Alexander Maurice.
I don't know who that is.
Maurice Alexander.
Yeah, pick him.
He's a receiver.
No one's ever – he has no stats.
Coach, shut up.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Mo Ali Cox.
Okay. Tight end.
Okay, I clicked on him. How do I see his stats?
You can't in the add or drop place.
How do I see his stats?
You can see how many points he's had on the year.
No, I need more than that, Coach. I need to see, does he play a lot? Like, I need to see more than that.
Oh, my God.
The people that didn't get into the league and were complaining.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
How do I see his stats? Mo Ali Cox.
Oh, my God.
I have to go to another tab.
ESPN.com. That's where you'll find
it. I have to go to another website.
Oh, my God.
So I can leave him highlighted so I don't have to go back and find him because I like him. But I want to find his stats.
Oh, and I was able to make add and drops in Baser's League last night. When can we do it on ours? Oh, I don't know. Still not. I guess tomorrow you can. I added and dropped 24 hours ago on Yahoo.
Congratulations. We do it on Wednesday. Some leagues do it on
Tuesday.
Some
of these guys have a hashtag on them. What the fuck is a hashtag?
These are locked.
If they have a bullet point, means how did I find that out? I have to go down to the bottom of the map to look at the legend.
If there's a bullet, means they got shot in the dick. I mean, all these different legends.
There's a prison bars there under rugs. The hell does the star mean? Oh, it means they're in prison.
Why does Cooper Kupp have a gravestone? Oh, he died.
Yeah, he's done for the year. Yeah. I mean, he's never. And listen, he's going to be out 4 weeks, then they're going to bring him back. Guys, the Rams ain't bringing him back. Their season's over. They're going to just wait till next year. There's no need to put him back on the field.
Exactly.
Oh, so everyone's locked?
Yes, because the waivers haven't processed.
Let's process it.
And guys, they do tonight.
Are they locked in ESPN? No.
Yes, they
Malik
are.
Malik Davis, I can pick him up right now.
Okay, go to... No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
In our league, me and your league.
Uh-huh.
With Oscar.
Yeah, let's go.
Go to Oscar's. Pick up a player right
Oscar,
now.
Oscar, here we go. Let's pick up
pick
a player.
Pick up a player.
Where's Mo Ali Cox?
No, just pick up any of them.
Hold on.
I don't care who it is. Pick the first player.
No, they're all locked.
Oh, no shit. That's crazy.
Got him. Oh, Robert Woods.
Is it locked?
Yeah.
Locked. Exactly. Same damn thing.
Guys, me and Baser need you guys' prayers. We got a $15 free bet from our website, our betting site.
Did you bet on the Kansas Jayhawks last night?
It has to be college football. And so we started in on Maction. Last night, we won that. Tonight, we need Eastern Michigan plus 7.5.
Ooh. You going to watch that game?
No. I'll just break
right,
up.
It's not going to be on TV.
So we have a 19-team leg for $46,000.
You put $15 on this crap.
It was a free bet, and they said you have
you're an idiot.
Well, you had to place the bet on Tuesday, which we did, and you had to place it on college football, which we did. And they said, okay, now you can use your $15 free bet. It goes all the way through Saturday for $46,000. We're 1-0. We need Eastern Michigan tonight. Plus 7.5.
You got this.
Thanks
dude.
To Bowling Green last night.
Dude,
they were way over.
You might
50.
As well cash that ticket.
Dude, you got
have
this.
They offered you a cash out?
No.
They won't.
They don't with the free
bet. Not with a free bet.
Oh, wait, he's so close to it. I figured they're going to offer him at least 20,000.
It ends.
He's not that close. It hasn't started yet.
Guys, it started on Tuesday.
They're 1-0, dude.
We're 1-0. It ends on Saturday night with Utah plus 3 against Oregon, and then I believe UNLV late. So those are the last two.
All right. Have a good Wednesday.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Good hump day.
Oh, I needed your help with a couple more players.
Go ahead.
Okay. Eddie, it's a happy hump day. Let me come over here.
Oh, well, humping me, dude.
All right. Let's go.
Gary Brightwell, you know who that dude is?
Never heard of him.
No stats.
Exactly, because he's never played.
The guy I play so bad, Dominique Farinaz, I can start three guys and still win. He's so bad. And I play him 2 weeks in a row.
Why can't I play those guys?
But I'm just telling you, the guy in first in my league, he'll win the whole thing. Rub and tug. The wind come and win it.
All right. Have a great Wednesday.
All right, Coach.
All you guys do is complain.
Oh, question real quick. Take the fandom out of it, but why would you pick the Jayhawks last night? Because I'm looking at it. It's a one-point game. It's a one-point difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Duke was favored one and a half maybe. But when you look at the teams, we don't know what they're made of yet. Size wise, they're about the same.
Lunch knew what they're.
I don't think Kansas is much bigger than Duke. Maybe just a little bit.
Duke's bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Dick size.
Okay. So Duke has bigger dicks, but they both don't have.
No,
their
we
head
got the biggest dick, Brady Dick.
So Duke has their head coach. Your head coach cheated, so he's not playing. He's not going to be there for the next six games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you pick the team? Forget that you're a Jayhawks fan.
Well, I mean,
what would Coach K do?
But see,
it's only the third game of the season.
That's right. So it's a hard bet.
Right? No, that's what I'm going to tell you. I just look at it as Kansas had more players returning, so I feel like they know each other a little bit better than what Duke does. Duke has one guy, Jeremy Roach, and everybody else is new. So it's like they're still figuring out how to play together. Whereas Kansas at least has some returners that have played together. So I would have said, you know, coin toss, go Kansas. But that's just how I would have done it.
Okay. I just went with no coach. Coach that learned under Coach K. We got a better chance.
So he learned how to be an ass?
He's not an ass.
That's what you're putting into betting?
I didn't know Coach. It was just really it was my late night bet.
Okay.
It was my late night bet. And I wanted to watch it, but Coach, I freaking watched half the game and fell asleep.
Oh, I went to bed. I mean, after I went to double OT the first game, I couldn't stay up for the second half.
Let me tell you, though, I got a sleeper for you guys.
Go ahead.
I don't know if they could win the whole thing. But they can definitely make it to the Elite Eight or the Final Four.
Arkansas.
Nope.
Anthony Black.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Who do you think?
I have no idea. Eddie, I don't know. There's so many.
Are you not watching college?
Michigan State.
Nope.
You've seen two games. One of them was on a cruise ship.
I like Michigan State.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have no idea. I don't know what team you're talking about. There's 260,000 teams in the NCAA. So yep. Tell me.
Pick one.
Winthrop?
No, not Winthrop.
Texas?
Not Texas. I haven't seen them play yet.
Gonzaga?
Not Gonzaga.
Because they're not a sleeper.
Connecticut.
What?
They're top 25 team.
You sure you're not watching?
Yes,
women's?
They are.
As of this week?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Watch them.
All right.
They're beasts.
Really?
Yeah.
They haven't been good in a while since Ed Kumabe. What was his name?
Kemba Walker.
That one. And also, maybe it was just him.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Hey,
yeah.
Watch UConn. Road to Final Four.
All right. You heard it here first. We're out of here.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. They're top 25 already?
Yeah. I think they're number 25.
Oh, they're number 25.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.